that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at LawrenceArtGuild.org.
It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Manhattan, 81 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
From NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will learn more about what we can expect to happen in the District of Columbia as the president is preparing to give up control of the D.C. Police Department. Also, last night, NATO fighter jets shot down Russian drones that had entered the airspace of Poland. NATO's Secretary General says this underlines the need for Europe to arm itself in a better way. Rob Schmitz has that report. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, A Little Teen Spirit from 7 to 9 with Destiny. What exactly that means, she will explain at the top of the hour. Plus, beautiful smelling roses from the great outdoors, also some Beethoven. All coming up tonight on Evening Classical with Destiny on KPR One. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next we have the Moth Radio Hour. Partly cloudy skies this evening, mostly cloudy overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Topeka. It's 6:20.
Support for This is NPR News.
European leaders accused Russia of deploying drones over Poland, a NATO member, and Poland shot them down. Russia denies it, even as Russia intensifies its war in Ukraine by hitting government buildings in Ukraine's capital. What's next for NATO, Russia, and Ukraine? We'll have the latest tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Lots of news coming your way tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. Partly cloudy skies this evening, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, starting to warm up with highs in the upper 80s, highs in the 90s through the weekend. It's 6:30.
Will Lawrence, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Education Commissioner Randy Watson announced his retirement today. Watson told the State Board of Education at the close of its two-day meeting in Topeka that he plans to remain in the post until a successor is named.
You'll work with that person when they can come on board. And I will be happy then to step aside at whatever time that is and serve you in any capacity until that time.
Watson was appointed Education Commissioner in 2014. He previously served as superintendent of the McPherson School District. As commissioner, Watson pushed for Kansas students to learn workplace skills in addition to traditional academics. In 2022, Watson was suspended for 30 days after making a comment about Native Americans that some people criticized as racially insensitive. Kansas education leaders also say struggling students need more time to learn. Now they want to study whether summer school might help. Education Commissioner Randy Watson has proposed a statewide summer school project focused on kids in kindergarten, first, and second grades. He wants to have it up and running in several school districts by next summer. Most members of the Kansas State Board of Education support that idea, but board member Debbie Potter of Wichita says longer school days and longer school years could be damaging to young children.
Now we want for the summer too, and we've never really had a good conversation about how institutionalizing these kids might be harming them and what can be done to mitigate that.
Watson has proposed partnering with urban and rural districts for a 3-year summer school project. Don Coover, a Democrat and a political newcomer, has announced that he will be running for Congress. The Southeast Kansas farmer, veterinarian, and veteran is challenging Republican Derek Schmidt, who currently holds the 2nd District seat. The Kansas Reflector reports that Coover is planning to focus his campaign on economic issues, such as agricultural tariffs and the national debt. He's also interested in looking more into rural health care availability. He's a graduate of West Point and earned a degree from the Kansas State University Veterinary Medicine School. He also served as a U.S. Army military intelligence pilot in Korea. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
The Manson Family Trials, Muhammad Ali, and the 1966 Topeka Tornado. I'm Bill Curtis. And these are just a few moments from my time in journalism, told in my new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. Join me for the book's debut on September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies all around the state due to the contributions of listeners just like you. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for tuning in this evening. We still have another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, up next we have news headlines, then Stardate, and 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned for the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Partly cloudy skies this evening, giving way to mostly cloudy skies overnight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a warming trend begins, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Highs in the 90s for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are on tap. It's 10 minutes before 7.
NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I
manage HR, finance, and agents that aims to free business leaders from the mundane so they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Running late in the morning? It happens. You can still start your day feeling pulled together. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
The latest national, international, and regional news coming your way tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Tonganoxie Arts Council, presenting the Kansas Storytelling Festival Saturday, September 13th, 5 p.m. at the Tonganoxie Community Historical Society, open to the public. Details at tonganoxieartscouncil.org.
Wait, wait, don't tell me's Bill Curtis is coming home to Kansas. Join him for an evening celebrating his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. That will happen Thursday, September 18th, 7:30 p.m. at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. Tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Up next, news headlines and start eight, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. Don't touch that dial. It's 81 degrees in Lawrence. It is 7:01. The news is next.